Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jay Smith, who's the president with Floor Expo. How you doing, Jay?
I'm good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with me. I know you just got back from Cabo. You were down there with your membership group for a big meeting last week, and I'm sure my listeners want to hear some of the highlights of that. Was it a good meeting?
It was a home run. It was an outstanding meeting in every way. Great location, great spirit, great attendance. We had a phenomenal meeting. We sure did.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, you can go to the greatest places in the world, but if your business isn't doing good, you're not going to have smiles on your face, right?
You have that exactly right. I tell you that we were in a great place. Cabo San Lucas is a place that our members love, we love, I love. It's a wonderful place, and we've been several times. However, this time we're there, you know, and as you know, we're primarily focused on the multifamily and the builder segment, and those segments are much happier than they've been. For instance, the last time we were there 5 years ago in 08. So yeah, the spirit was good, the business is better, and it was a great time and place to celebrate our 15th year anniversary down there. So it was a fantastic event, and the members were definitely fired up.
And even though it's in another country and it's difficult to get to, I'm assuming the attendance was good.
It was a record for us. Yeah, we had about 330 people down there. We did have some spouses come this year, which is nice, as that's been developing over recent years, and we're really fond of that. But yeah, our overall attendance was great. The attendance at the meetings is great, and that is one thing in Cabo that you always have to watch for, because there's a lot of competition for folks' attention down there with the golf courses and the Sea of Cortez. But folks were there, they were ready to work hard, and certainly we did a little play-in as well, but the attendance was fantastic and truly a record for us.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's get into some details, because as we said, you know, most everybody in the market knows that both of these sectors, both on the multifamily side and single-family builder side, they're doing better. So why don't you give us a comparison? Say, you said you went to Cabo 5 years ago, and you were looking at those numbers then, and at that point we were headed down, now we're headed back out. Give us some statistics around that, maybe in both of those sectors.
Well, absolutely. First on multifamily, and let me give a little plug here. Let me give a shout out to our member of the year on the multifamily side, Ready Carpet out of Houston, Texas, and many other markets. They picked up that award. And the reason they and the other members are pretty happy is we've had a very good turn season in the apartment segment. Folks are moving around. Households are being created, the economy is better, and that's proved to be quite good for the apartment segment. Starts were off a little bit, and they're starting to slow down a little bit, but still at a relatively high rate, Kemp. We've had 260K, that's a forecast for year-end on starts there. Sort of the big picture, occupancy is still high, over 95%. Yeah. Rents are still very strong. They're up about $100 over the last 4 or 5 year period. And the thing we're kind of watching is, with the new construction beginning to slow, we're going to watch the absorption rates, jobs and the economy, of course. And the other thing that folks are really talking about this year is the growth of hard surface going into apartments. That's something as contractors who make our living on replacements that we're watching pretty close to. But bottom line, multifamily is a very strong, very steady segment, and the multifamily members of Floor Expo are having a very good 2013.
Yeah. Now, is there a concern that as we look at these numbers and we look at these the continuing to build, because a lot of times it takes a while to get everything approved by the local governments and get financing. And a lot of people say that these things are countercyclical, that people move into apartments as they start to get jobs, and then they start thinking about maybe instead of paying rent, maybe I ought to buy a home. Is there a concern that we're going to overbuild in this market?
Yeah, there is a concern that, and I think that's why you see the slowdown this fall, is that we've reached that point where we've caught up to that demand, and you're going to see that number plateau and maybe even recede a little bit in the coming years. Mm-hmm. But again, that's still a very small portion of the overall apartments that are available for rent in this country. But no question that your inference is correct, and you're going to see a softening on new construction starts due to absorption slowing down across the country.
Yeah. And one last question. You talked about this trend toward hard surface. I wonder if people are long-term calculating hard surface generally is not replaced as frequently. And will that mean that 4 or 5 years from now, the market will be a little smaller because the percentage of flooring that's going to hard surface won't be changed out?
Absolutely. That's something we're looking at, because a large percentage of those new units we're talking about being constructed are having a larger percentage of hard surface. And the large percentage of that, Kemp, of course, is LVT and LVP, which has been growing unbelievably. It's been the fastest growing category in flooring, as you know, the last several years. And The technology's evolving there. It's unbelievable. And it's still 60% imports, although that's changing. We have a lot of folks bringing on U.S. capacity there. But, yeah, that's something we're watching very close. The share has not been enough. It really concerned us on the core business, but it's continuing to grow. Everybody's watching that, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go over to single-family builder. We've been watching that. Obviously, most people know that housing values are up. Interest rates are still at a very competitive rate. So tell us about the stats on that, say, versus 5 years ago.
Well, let me pick up on the quote. You mentioned pricing. Yeah, pricing across the country is up approximately 13% nationally. That's a lot. You go into certain markets. Vegas is up almost 30%. Parts of California up 25%. So you've seen some significant run-ups in pricing, and you've seen a little bump in mortgage rates, although they're still low. So what that's done this fall is you've seen just a slight softening of traffic on new home construction, you know, the builder design centers and sales offices. But where we are overall for 13, it's been the first year since the downturn where the market has sustained through the spring, through the summer, and we're going to have a very nice 2013 over 2012 or any year in the most recent 5 or 6. It's going to be a good year. So that little bit of softening in the fall will not impact the overall, which has been a very, very nice year. We'll see starts approaching the middle 600s, somewhere around 630, right in there is where we think it'll net out in terms of starts, which ironically is very, very similar to what we saw in 08, 5 years ago, when we were on the precipice of that historic downturn.
What you're telling me is that the single-family new construction residential is about where it was in 2008. That's good information.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I think it shows then it felt like the world was falling apart, and indeed the economy in some ways literally was, in that we were on the precipice of the biggest pullback since the Great Depression. Lehman Brothers had cratered. The stock market was at 8,000 and change, and we had that year in 2008, 622,000 starts. What do we have? Jump forward 5 years. Mm-hmm. We have an improving job market. We have a stock market that's almost doubled since that time. It's in the high 15,000 range now. We have mortgage rates that are lower, and we have starts of approximately the same at 630,000. But the view is completely different. We have optimism now. We've been through that trough, and things are on the comeback. And so now we're watching things like keeping mortgage rates low, watching, of course, the overall jobs and economy. Jobs is huge. But the thing we get excited about really are two things, is we have low inventory count now, which is nice, approximately 5 months of inventory. And this household formation gap, depending on who you listen to, could be as large as 1.75 million households that were delayed in their formation during this time. So if you look at those two things, with money still being cheap, the economy hopefully continuing to be steady, if not improving, looks pretty good. Maybe a little choppy, but we feel very good about the builder segment as we look forward.
That's fantastic. So just real quick, last question on the single family side. Mm-hmm. The value of the flooring that's going in there, are the builders putting in quality goods, the products they're putting
in? That's been slower than we'd like to see. Yeah, there's still too much base or standard going in, but yeah, it is getting better. And that, of course, tracks the overall economy nicely, too. We are seeing improvement, and we here at Floor Expo are working on some tools, one of which is called Design Ed, which is a design center marketing program that's designed to help our members sell better goods more often. So that is improving, not as fast as we'd like to see it, but it is coming. And I almost forgot it. Let me mention JP Flooring out of Cincinnati. Phil, our buddy, he was the member of the year on the home solution side, too. Right. Got to throw that in there.
Phil Shrimper. All right.
That's him.
Okay, Jay, great to talk to you. Again, we've been talking to Jay Smith, who's president with Floor Expo, about the builder markets, both residential and multifamily. And you've been listening to Kim Parr and FloorDaily.net.